Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Preparation. I mean, he's the consummate pro. I mean, from the moment he got here, he was here the whole off season. I mean, you can see why he's been successful. Played a lot of football in this league. I mean, you forget his record as a starter. I mean, it's outstanding. I mean, he did a great job. Everybody that you spoke to in Dallas, I mean, it was glowing about. And the guys that went, you know, Nussmeier went to the Saints, and Kellen Moore, they loved him. I mean, they were and he's been as good as advertised.
Don't worry, we'll get to Monk's reaction to what Harbs had to say, but that's Todd Monken talking about the guy that's going to start a quarterback on Sunday, Cooper Rush.
Look, I think it's a much better backup than they've had in years. I also think it's one of the least tenable situations for the Ravens' backup quarterback to walk into in years. And yeah, Monk, the intro there, we always get a chuckle at.
Oh, I laugh every time.
Like, he's under more fire now than he was in that championship game, because that championship game ended the season and we didn't hear from Monk for another 5 months, and it was what it was.
And Harbs didn't take the shots Monday that he did.
No, yeah, not even after their season ended.
Not even close.
So, Todd Monken, what do you think about Harbs being critical of the Ravens' offense?
Well, first off, there's not one thing John said that we didn't already talk about. Not one thing. You know, so there was nothing about that I hadn't already heard or that he didn't already feel. And one thing I've done throughout my career is that you got to look at what you do. And that's what I've done my whole career is, okay, how did we scheme it? How did we coach it? How did we execute it? How was our plan? All of those things when you go into it. And when it's below the line, you got to own it and fix it. And that's what you do. I mean, that's what we do as human beings, right? It's what I've always done my whole career. It's how I got to where I'm here now. Like, I mean, there wasn't anything he said that wasn't, you know, that we hadn't already talked about. So that's what you do. You look at it and you say, okay, was that good enough? I mean, the expectation here is to be elite, and we've been elite. We're going to continue to be elite. But I got to do it better. We got to do it better, and we'll continue to do it better.
Monk saying it with his
Monk's
chest.
Monk's begging for more.
Yeah.
Whip me some more, Harbs. Yeah. Whip me in private, and then whip me in public.
Monk does not back off.
Have another.
Yeah, right?
He does not back off.
That sounded like a masochistic kind of thing there.
Monk's all for it. He's all for it.
Flog me at every press conference.
I said this to you the other day. I still think this was a shell game by Harbs.
I think it's a bit of a shell game, too. Yeah.
But he still went so over the top.
But here, would it surprise you? Would it surprise you if Harbs went to Monk beforehand and said, I'm about to kick the bleep out
not
of you.
Not at all. Like, hey, I got to get heat off of Zach.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Look, you sit down with Lamar, let them know what's coming.
Yes.
But I gotta manipulate this thing.
Yes. Yeah, so Monk. Hey,
I don't want to fire this guy at the bye week.
Yes.
Like, we got to pretend there's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. Not that anybody's
Meanwhile,
buying
I'm going to spend all my waking hours trying to help him fix
yes,
that defense.
Yes, yes.
You're good, Monk.
And I'm about 30 seconds away from taking play calling away from him. But
yeah.
Monk, yeah.
Or maybe already have.
Yeah.
Just haven't not going to announce
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Monk, this one, it seems.
Hey, if Mike Elias doesn't have to tell people he got a promotion.
Very
Harbaugh,
true.
Harbaugh absolutely in this town doesn't tell anybody that Pagano's now calling the plays on defense.
By the way, in hindsight, Mike Elias should tell everybody he got a promotion. I don't want to derail the segment, but I've been sort of stewing on talking to Andy Koska and Andy being in that dugout in Milwaukee talking to him about this. And Elias knew at the time he had the promotion.
He's a fraud.
And answering the questions the way he did at that
time.
He's
a liar.
We should bring some of that back.
We should.
Because the reality is he knew he
Even if it's not in my best interest, I'm going to do what I have to do to get this team in a better spot than it is now.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I've got a title and I'm making more money than you even know.
Yeah,
and more years.
And it just happened.
Monk, how about you and Harb's chatting?
Well, like I said, I already really addressed it. You know, he already talked about it. We didn't execute the way we planned.
That's all. It's over. By the way, if the defense is terrible again this week, can you imagine what Harb is going to say about the offense?
Oh, man.
On to Houston.
Well, it's kind of hard if, you know, like if it's Cooper Rush and a bunch of backups. And I got news for you. I don't think he's ripping Derrick Henry. Like,
Derrick Henry
could fumble three times in this game, do you think he's coming after Derrick Henry after the game?
No, because here's the reality, because Derrick Henry will like, come after him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so that's not happening. No. Right? So, like, is he gonna go after Noteboom and Rosengarten? I mean,
No. Tough spot.
Who's it? You know what I'm saying?
Zay. Go after Zay.
Who's gonna have like three targets?
I'll say this. If Keaton Mitchell's up, he better not mess up.
He'll come after Keaton Mitchell. He'll put it on Keaton Mitchell.
By the way, I just had a flashback.
This is why we never have him up, you mooks. Are you happy now?
Remember Hollywood Brown and that
It's all his fault.
Hollywood Brown and that slog to 1,000 yards after Lamar got hurt. He'd have like 8 catches for 40 yards.
Yes.
Like, I could see Zay having a day like that on
it
Sunday.
Could be.
Monk, tell me about the run game.
Well, I can start by calling it more often, you know, and stacking plays. I mean, I'm going to start with calling it more often. Okay. That's a part of it. And stacking plays. I mean, you guys hit it over the weeks that I've gotten up here before, which is, okay, we're either getting to the point where we're scoring pretty fast or we're getting off the field fast. And that's not a great recipe because you can't stack plays. The idea of being able to run the ball, stay ahead of the chains, that's a part of it. That's not deflecting. I mean, we need to be able to run it better, need to call it more often, because we got really good players back there, but we have really good players at a lot of spots. So bottom line is we've had games where we've had some explosive runs and some where we haven't been nearly up to the level that we expect, but it's early and I expect us to really get back on track.
What do you think?
They need more rushes of between 3.5 and 5.5 yards so that they score by taking more time off the clock and run more plays to do it.
You get 4 yards of carry, you get first downs.
I said all this 3 weeks ago
and
people thought I was crazy.
No, you were on it. You were on it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's where we are. But Monk's the problem.
Well, it's crazy because saying it back then, you should never apologize for scoring a touchdown. You should never apologize for scoring points. But the defense is just that bad right now. You want him on the sidelines for as much as possible.
Let him rest.
This is where we are. Like, we're having this is.
It's an alternate universe.
This is the real world.
Mm-hmm. Monk's explaining himself.
They've scored 131 points. Just turned October. They've scored 131 points.
Yeah. By the way, a caller brought up, I think it was a caller, like this could be like an old AFC South kind of, you know, like Derrick Henry's going to have deja vu of being in Tennessee with a bad quarterback, getting the ball a whole bunch.
Back when we get the Titans and Jags on Thursday Night Football every single year.
Yeah.
That was fun with the stupid color, the color rush jerseys and all that.
Yeah, the most exciting thing were the jerseys. Yeah. Monk, let's go cut 6, Beltway Ben. Does he feel like the offense lacks an identity?
Well, each game, to me, every game is a game within itself. I don't, after game one, no one said that. After game two, played a really good defense. And we struggled a little bit to run the ball and really gained some traction. Against Detroit, we had some self-inflicted on a couple series. We had twice second and three, and we went three and out. I mean, that's not going to get you on track. And then this last game started fast, just didn't capitalize that on the road. So I wouldn't say it as a trend. Certainly, we got to be able to run the ball better. Certainly have to be able to stack drives together and plays together. That's for sure.
Got to stack them.
It's the word of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, well, doesn't Harbs always say you got to stack wins?
Yeah, that's a Harbsism.
Yeah.
Iron sharpens iron.
They've been stacking injuries and missed tackles. They've been stacking blown assignments.
They have been stacking missed tackles.
They've been stacking non-takeaway from the defense performances, because the offense will turn it over, but non-generating turnovers from the defense games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been stacking that for a while.
Tell you what you can stack.
Stack these.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what. They lose these next two games. They're going to be stacking people dressed as empty seats at M&T Bank Stadium in the second half of the season after that bye.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Better split, and I don't think they're beating the Rams. He's all over football operations.
Build another black lung.
Black wing. Black wing. We'll come back, get the text today.
You.
Preview tomorrow's show and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, which will lead into Thursday night football right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.